As a disclaimer, the opinions expressed in this episode are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening.
What is up, my silly little snakes?
Are you looking to slither into some new friendships?
Well, we got the episode for you.
We are the Been There, Done That podcast,
where we take 25 minutes and teach you everything you need to know.
If you're looking to make friends or just looking for a good laugh, then come on over
to Been There,
Done That.
Whoop woo!
Hello and welcome back to Been There, Done That, the show where we test new hobbies and activities, diving into our experiences through our own personal perspectives.
Woo!
Today, we're going to be talking more about the social aspect of things, how to socialize, something we struggle with.
Hey, don't call me out.
So we're going to actually start off by giving some tips and advice, because we know it can be kind of hard to find activities to do, especially as a university student.
Especially as an adult. Like, you don't realize how easy it was as a kid when your parents would just throw you into something and then you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess I'm making friends now.
Or you'd like always have your play dates and like it was just, you had no shame in just being like, come over to my house, you know?
Exactly. Being an adult is being your own parent.
Now I have to clean my own room. Like, if people have to come over, I'm like, well, I didn't do my laundry today. So, you know, it's just a lot harder. But I have some tips, tricks, and advice for you of how to find different events going on in Toronto. I feel like we're very fortunate living in Toronto. There's like such an assortment of different things going on for like everybody's interests, but a lot of the time I feel like I'm caught up in my own routine that I'm just not even like aware of the stuff going on.
Yeah, it's really hard to like get out of that routine, especially because I commute, so
yeah,
having to like find stuff downtown and like stay, and it's just sometimes a mess. But whenever I do stuff downtown, I'm always having so much fun.
Yeah, so I found a couple different articles of where you can find events. You can check out BlogTO or Eventbrite, and they both have like a list of things going on. You can just search up the month. You can even search up specific days and find things to do. So I found those really helpful. More specifically for TMU students, if you go to Society of the Creative Schools website, you can see a calendar that actually has all the different events happening that month, which is so helpful. I didn't even know that that was a thing, but it shows like all of the events going on for the creative school, which is really cool. Also, if you go to TMU's website, you can search events and then go to Toronto Met Today, and it has a list of all upcoming events. There was things on there that I was like, I didn't even know our school does this.
Oh, really?
Like, there was an art class and a cooking class.
Whoa.
I was like, I didn't know that we had that kind of stuff going on just like in the buildings that I'm having classes in, you know? Like, I thought that was really cool.
And I'm sure that this is applicable for all different universities. I think you just have to find where to locate that stuff.
But yeah, just go to your school's website, search events, search, you know, things like that, and I'm sure you'll get like a list of stuff going on, because that's what I did. I didn't know where to go, so I just searched events and that's what came up. There's also a pop-up free store going on March 27th.
Ooh.
A little shout out to that, because I saw that on TMU's website, and it's like all free, like gently used items, office supplies, electronics, home decor, kitchen supplies, books, and more. So I thought that was really cool. But yeah, that's my advice for finding stuff to do. Just start Googling stuff, go to your school's website, and I find that that's a really easy way to like find new places to go and hopefully connect with new people as well.
Mm-hmm. Talking about connections, we made some fun connections last night.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah. People let us out. We were roaming the streets.
Yeah.
Doing activities. So, we went to, Peyton, thankfully, found us an event to go to. So, we went to, it's a place called Snakes and Lattes. And it's like a social night kind of thing.
They have it every Wednesday. It's like the social night. You come, you don't need to know anyone, or in our case, know anything about board games. And you come and you meet new people. They kind of group you with some people and you play board games.
Yeah, it's great. It was just like $20, and then you get unlimited like drinks from like a certain menu, and it was really fun. Yeah, I just realized, I was like, man, board games. When someone explains a board game to me, I kind of just like blank out and like fully dissociate. And then I'm like, oh no, trying to catch up after.
That's so real, especially for games like Settlers of Catan, Scythe, like those like long games where it's like, move this piece and the king's going to eat your goblins. But if you move this piece, then you have to backtrack back to jail and go to Jupiter. You know, like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so like right off the bat, we met these two guys who like came and sat at our table. And at first I was kind of scared. And then, not gonna lie, I was frightened.
They were like, you know, older 20s. And we're just young girls. We're like, we don't know how to socialize, especially with people that are older than us and men.
Like, they had full jobs.
Yeah, full like, jobs. They're full like, jobs. What do you guys do for work? We're like, funny story.
Crazy thing. We're actually in university.
Yeah.
But no, it was actually really fun. At first, I was really worried about learning how to play board games. But one of the guys, they had name tags. But he was really good at explaining how to play a board game. So I was fully locked in. And then after like the first round of games, it kind of like the tension was just like gone and everyone was just like so competitive and it was really fun.
Yeah. I feel like that was a really good icebreaker. Like board games, I feel like is such a good way to get to know someone and like, there's just like no stress because it's all just like strategy. Like you're not thinking about, oh, how is this impression that I'm making? You're thinking, how do I win?
Exactly. I love it. Just a little bit of competitive, just, you know, the vibe was fun. But I was not anticipating like board games to be such a good like icebreaker, to be honest. Yeah. I was kind of like, oh, like it's going to be kind of awkward. And I was kind of worried. But then it was just like, as soon as we learned the instructions and then played like the first round, it was like, oh my god.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, because these are people you don't know. I feel like it can be kind of hard to decide like what game to play even to start with, but then like, how do you really get to know someone when you're like immersed in a game? And like, is it gonna be awkward like if people don't know what they're doing? It's like they're not your friends where you can just like casually be like, oh, like you forgot to do this. It's kind of like awkward because you don't really know each other and you don't really know each other's vibes, like, but it wasn't like that and I was surprised.
Who would have thought that's not like Snakes and Lattes?
Shout out Snakes and Lattes.
Heck yeah. No, but it was really fun. And yeah, honestly, going into it, I was kind of worried because like obviously I know Peyton, I think. Wait, well, a minute,
after
who's
that
following
night?
Me. The betrayal, guys, the betrayal. But no, it was good because like I already knew someone. I think going in, I could see it be more intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as long as you just pick a group that looks like they would be fun and inviting. You look fun. But like honestly, everyone there seemed like really nice. We were talking to one of the guys there and he was like, yeah, I've been here 3 times before. And then you see like behind us, there's a group of what, like 10 people?
Yeah,
or something.
They all had name tags, so I assume that they all didn't know each other either, or maybe there was groups that knew each other that kind of came together.
Because I think he said that they were regulars, like a lot of people will just like make friends after going probably more like 3 times,
yeah,
or something like that.
Because it happens weekly, so you know, you can really start to like actually get to know people by coming regularly.
And there was actually like quite a bit of people that were there too, like it wasn't just like random like 3 people. It was,
yeah,
like there was probably like what, like 20 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like just in that section. That the rest of the like, is it like a restaurant or cafe, I guess had other people and board games. So I don't know, I think it's a really cool like icebreaker for adults to make friends and stuff like that.
Totally agree.
Okay, so we literally played 3 games that I did not choose. One of our game fellow gamers played.
Yeah,
I don't even know what the names of them were, to be honest.
Yeah, we were too immersed in the game, we did not care for their names.
We were just kind of shy. We're like, oh, you could just pick out whatever. And I think he was definitely very angry with us at that.
Yeah, because he goes, what do you want to play? He's like listing, he's like, do you want to play a social game, a party game, a strategic game, whatever. He's like listing the categories. And we would just both kind of sat there because this was early on in the game in when we had arrived. So we didn't really know what to say. We were just like, you choose. So he brought over 3 games and we ended up playing them all. And they were pretty fun.
They're simple games. Like I don't even know.
I think the first one was called No Thanks, right?
I think so, maybe.
It was pretty good. Like, it was pretty easy to comprehend, which was good.
Yeah, that was actually a really fun game. That was my favorite, I think, of them all.
Yeah, I liked that one. I think my favorite was the second one we played. It was called Love Letters. It was also, like, pretty simple. Mm-hmm. I feel like he chose simple ones because, like, we didn't really know what we were doing.
Exactly.
But it was fun. You kind of, like, get a role. That's why we were joking about, like, being the princess because you, like, draw a card and, like, the princess is the highest ranking. And anyway, you have to kind of, like, deceive people and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was fun. I really liked it.
And then the third game. Oh, and then the third game was called The Guillotine, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was... I wouldn't recommend it.
Not great. Wouldn't do it again, but
no.
Glad that we did it.
Yeah.
I guess.
Gave us some contrast through the night.
It made us realize how good the other games were.
Yeah. We gained some appreciation.
But overall, I had, like, a really fun time. I'm glad that I went out. The guy was like, oh, we'll see you next week. And we're like, probably not, but maybe another week.
Yeah, we were like, he was like, we'll get in contact. We'll see you next week. And we're like, maybe, yeah.
Leaving knowing that we will not be there next week. But you know what? I would definitely go again. I think it would be more fun to go with friends.
Yeah.
That you already, like, know and stuff like that. Because then you can kind of just, like, hang out and, like, joke around and, like, not... focus so much on the board game because I feel like it was very locked in on the board game.
And also, like, if you come with, like, a group of people, you can merge groups too, you know,
because
they were only two guys. Like, we could have easily brought them into our group, but then it would have been the comfortability of having people you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So that would be my recommendation.
Yeah, just have friends, guys.
Have friends. That is the first step.
That's the first step in making friends, is already have friends.
Yes. Now, Marissa and I were testing out some ways to form friendships.
Oh, yes, we were.
And Marissa's going to tell you all about the ways that you can make friends.
Oh, boy. So I have my trusted source here, and that is WikiHow. Thank gosh for that, because man, oh, man, was I in a pickle, and I needed some help, some assistance, okay? So You gotta, this one is called How to Be Social at a Party When You Don't Know Anyone There. I thought that could be kind of applicable to this is like a party sense.
Yeah.
We got some board games. We got some social events. Okay. So first, assessing the party. We gotta assess the party, guys. We gotta calm our anxiety before we go out. So take 3 big breaths before you go out. Go, I got this. That's, or just like play like a really good hype song. That could work.
Yeah, like Eye of the Tiger or something. And
full 80s. Yeah. 80s montage. Dun,
dun, dun. Like, and you're just like walking into that song. Like, and not in your headphones, like on speaker.
Full speaker, as loud as you possibly can go.
As you walk into this very calm cafe.
Yes, it's nice and quiet. The vibe is very chill. You just gotta like disturb it. Make it noticeable. Put all the eyes on you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Put all the eyes of the tiger.
Oh my gosh, get her out of here. Okay, we have 2. Smile at the other guests to appear more confident. So I guess that's just, but like, wouldn't that also make you look kind of creepy too if you're just like just randomly smiling? You're like,
yeah,
oh, you can't see us, but
yeah, you can't like see us, but Marissa's
scarily smiling
at me and I'm a little scared.
We gotta think about the purpose of the party. I don't know why would you think about the purpose?
So, you know, if I'm walking into a birthday party.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to walk in and proclaim, I am here because it is your birthday.
Exactly. And you have to say it out loud.
Yes. And I think a lot of people will be like, me too. And that'll be bonding.
Mm-hmm. We got tweak your personal habits to be more approachable. So don't be yourself, because yourself is not approachable
at
all.
It's not good enough.
It's not good enough. The only way to get approached is to tweak your personal habits, because you suck.
Yes. Thanks, Wiki.
Thanks, Wiki. It says if you're naturally a slouch and have bored expression, make an effort to stand up straight and smile. Look at the other party guests. See what they're doing. I feel like this is just like someone who had really bad anxiety was just like, look at everyone else. Just like,
Copy what they're doing.
Copy what they're doing. Don't be yourself. Just merge. Just merge into the party. Be one with the party.
Let's go back to that cafe, and then I'm going to just repeat everything that you say.
Okay. That's okay. Just mimics.
Just mimics, yeah.
Okay, so now we got some... we got a random one that just says, find the buffet table. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I guess if there's a buffet table, you find that. You find that. WikiHow wants you to find that.
Yeah.
Okay, we have starting conversations. We said it says, introduce yourself to other guests. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I got an ad. Pay compliment to start the conversation. I feel like paying a compliment off the bat, I feel like iffy, because like, you don't want weird intentions coming off. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, unless they're coming up to me and being like, you're the most beautiful princess I've ever seen.
You look like you're the princess.
You look like you're the princess. That's a board game reference. You had to be there.
You had to be at Snakes and Lattes. it says, allow yourself to be vulnerable. See, I would wait, maybe get to know the person a little more before you get vulnerable. You don't want to just be like, hi, how are you? You look so great. My dog died when I was 3 years old, and it's affected me long term. Like, I feel like that's...
just trauma dump. Like, they're bonded to you for life after that.
Exactly. And then it says right after, avoid bringing up conversation killers. That's a good one. Oh, it says never ask a woman if she's pregnant. If she's gained weight, she may feel embarrassed. So, that's an important one.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. She's gonna come up and be like, oh my gosh, like she's gonna have this like big glowing stomach, and you're gonna be like, sorry, I'm not allowed to ask about that.
Yeah, exactly.
You might just be
even
overweight.
If it's at a baby shower, you're yes. not allowed to ask about it.
True.
Don't bring it up, guys.
Yeah. just assume she's overweight.
Okay, it says tell a funny story to put others at ease. Be careful not to tell a story that may offend others. All other humor is sometimes different across different groups of people. I guess it's just like have a good story to tell. Have a good like backup, I guess. I don't really think I have a good like funny story.
Yeah. I don't think I do either. Or like a party trick. Like,
I'm just the worst. I yeah. just stick with the person that I came to the party with.
Yeah.
And just I hope that they introduce me to people.
And I, if it's Marissa, like I just copy everything she does.
Exactly. Because, exactly.
And if she pulls out a party trick, I'm kind of screwed. Because I can't
She pulls out the exact same party trick.
Yeah, can you imagine? Exactly. Guys, but look what I can do. And I do the exact same thing you just did.
Oh no, my worst nightmare. Be prepared to make small talk.
So nice weather we're having.
Oh, it's so lovely out. No, but we had a guest. One of the guys at our table tried to make small talk.
The way you say he tried sounds like we rejected it.
No, oh no, yeah. We didn't.
We engaged
in the conversation, guys.
Yes.
Five big booms.
Yes, good job boom. To us.
Boom. Okay. Boom. You guys get that. Boom. Boom. That's 5 big booms. I feel like with small talk, I feel it can be good. I think it's just a lot of people do it the wrong way. I think if you're asking like interesting questions that are not just like the typical like, oh, what do you do for work or stuff like that.
I actually had someone ask me the most, I don't know, groundbreaking question, and it was, if you could have one fictional character be your mentor, who would it be?
See, that is a good question.
That's
to ask.
Such a good question.
Oh,
and I have thought about that.
Fictional character. That's...
See, and my immediate answer, and maybe this is a red flag...
Oh, no.
...was Jan from The Office.
Oh, my gosh. I love The Office.
In the earlier seasons, I aspire to be her.
Yeah.
In the later seasons, I need someone I can reflect on, like, don't ever get to this point, you know? Like, if my mentor is doing worse than me, it's gonna really make me feel good about myself.
I love that you, like, have this thought out.
Yeah.
That's actually so good. That's a really good small talk conversation.
Yes.
So I think just, like, look into something that's not the typical, oh, what do you do for work? Because I think that just kills everybody inside internally when mm-hmm. you ask that. Like, if it's, like, if you're talking to a student, I think the worst thing is, like, oh, like, what do you want to do after graduation? Because we're all just freaking out right now.
Yeah.
It's a
sensitive topic.
Just realized that I did talk to Peyton about that. I was like, anyway, so.
And I didn't talk to her for the rest of the night.
She left me. We have talk about party or setting.
So you see those streamers?
Wow, that's a cool balloon setup you got there.
Yeah, I like your carpets.
The windows are very shiny.
Yeah, where'd you get them?
Where'd you get them? Okay, we got a good one here. We got a good one. Be an active listener. I think that's also very good because people, I know, I will blush if someone remembers something that I said.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just bring it up and I'm like, oh, you listened to me?
Yeah.
I start full on crying at that party. We're working on it, guys. Okay. It says, end the conversation gracefully. And then we just have a picture of two people shaking hands.
Yeah. That is how you should end a conversation, with a good, solid handshake.
Exactly. It says, have an excuse prepared for needing to leave. This is a time when it's okay not to tell the truth. Guys, you can lie. You can be a little sneaky like that. Or you can always say, I have to get up early tomorrow.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
2 p.m. 2 p.m. You're out for coffee with someone. Should probably go. Gotta get up early tomorrow.
I didn't even think about that. That is so true. You can't say it was nice meeting you or great talking to you.
Yeah.
Just shake their hands.
We should do this again sometime and then block their number.
And never talk to them again. Ghost them. Oh, we got dealing with large parties. Okay, so we have a little bit of a different setup if we're different from snakes and lattes, of course. Realizing that you need to be more assertive. That's kind of crazy. Imagine you're just like, hi, I'm Marissa. I'm asserting my dominance in this conversation.
I'm an experienced podcast hoster.
Hey, I'm an experienced podcast host, and I'm looking into conversation. I guess it's just, like, large parties are more chaotic, so try to, like, I guess, like, not scream, but, like, get their attention.
Try not to scream.
Guys, don't scream. I don't think people will like if you scream at them. Get into the party state of mind. Okay, okay. Mm. Accept that you are unlikely to have a quiet conversation. Okay. Jinx. Start a side conversation. Okay. This is just already stressing me out.
Imagine being in a big group conversation and you just like are like, I want a side conversation now, and you just pull someone to the side.
You just like fully ignore what's going on and just like the person's like literally talking to you and then you're just like facing the other way, like full-on side conversation. They're like, oh, okay. We got another one, finding friends in your daily life. Just tell them that you're new. Introduce yourself. Join some clubs. Take a class.
Marissa tells me, like, right before we get to the board game cafe, that one of the tips is to say that you're nervous. And we were kind of laughing about that because we're like, how does that just naturally come up in conversation?
Yeah, just naturally, like, oh, guys, I'm nervous.
Yeah, so we're in the middle of playing the board game, and I just was like, I'm nervous.
And I was just so locked into the board game, trying to, like, learn the rules, or I was just focusing on my turn. I didn't even acknowledge it. So I felt bad. So mean.
So I don't know if anyone even heard it, but it was just so out of place. Like, we're just in the middle of the game, and I went, I'm nervous.
So that strategy, I guess it did work in a way.
Yeah, because it was just casual. Got my voice in the conversation a little bit.
She asserted her dominance.
Yes, nervously.
Her nervous dominance. Okay. It's something. It's giving something.
It's giving something.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, I know. It was funny because the guy next to you, when like you wouldn't do your turn, like wouldn't you just like...
He just kept, you know, like if I didn't draw a card, he'd like aggressively point at the cards to like remind me. Or... like, if it was my turn and I hadn't played something yet, he'd kind of, like, point at the pile, like, you need to play your turn. And it was just kind of, like...
He's very intense. Very into the board game.
Yeah.
Which I get.
He needed the game to just go efficiently, and I get it.
Yeah, and then he would target me for all those...
He was very targetive of Marissa.
Not very... Everyone was. Even the other... Guys, let's just say I won a couple games.
Yeah, she was pretty good.
I'm pretty good. I'm kind of a master at the board game.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to our episode. We will be back with another episode.
Yes, we will.
It'll be our final episode of the season.
No.
But we are so excited to share some more tips and tricks with you.
Bye!